This is Dr. Lee indicating follow-up progress note, revisit on the patient name, Smith, S-M-I-T-H, Franklin, F-R-A-N-K-L-I-N. Date of birth for this patient is 8/29/1956, place Future Care Sandtown, nursing rehab, date of service 8/28/2023. Patient seen today has a follow-up in subacute rehab, complaining of generalized weakness. History of present illness, this is a 66-year-old male admitted to subacute rehab because of significant stroke, hypertension, and seizure disorder. For continuation of care, he has a known seizure disorder, his underlying, that level has been being monitored very closely, and patient has a feeling weak and tired. He has a known CVA with the left side weakness, but he's also having some weakness generalized, but no trauma, no fall, no headache, no dizziness. Lower system, no headache, no dizziness, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, and chest pain, GI, and vomiting, musculoskeletal, no pain, genitourinary, no hematuria, neuro, no syncope. Left side weakness, also feeling some weakness on the right side, but overall he is wheelchair bound and has ambulatory dysfunction. Physical exam, patient awake, alert, oriented, time 3, cooperative. Blood pressure 143/80, pulse 67, temperature 87.1 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse of 99%. Body weight 167.2 pound. Head rhythmic, lumbar and neck, chest, non-tender, lungs, bilateral, onchi, no wheezing. Heart, asthma, two abdomen, soft, non-tender, bowels, and fast extremities. No edema. Neuro is awake, alert, and time 3. Motor power, left side is weakness. And right side, he's able to move right arm, right leg, but left leg is power 2 over 5, left arm is power 2 over 5. Lab reviewed by me. Dilantin level 15.3. AST 30, AIT 20, Alkaline phosphatase 140. Total cholesterol is 142, triglyceride 99, HDL 50, LDL is 72. Assessment number 1, CVA with the left side weakness. Next line, ambulatory dysfunction with generalized weakness due to CVA and deconditioning. Patient is a wheelchair bound. Next line, seizure disorder. Currently, the dilantin level is therapeutic. Next line, hypertension. I had reviewed all the medication. The patient also has GERD, gastroesophageal reflux disorder, and he's on maintenance protonic 40 mg daily will be continued. He's on Agrinox 200/25, one tablet twice a day, and antiplatelet therapy because of stroke and ASCVD. Next and Miralax 17 gram daily. Next and Brimidone eye drops, one drop and right eye twice a day. Lisinopril 40 milligram daily. Capra 250 milligram. How are you? 500 milligram BID. Lipitor 20 milligram daily. Tylenol 650 Q6 hour PRN. Labetalol 100 milligram. Two tablets twice a day for hypertension, amlodipine 10 mg daily, baclofen 10 mg 3 times a day. He takes benzonate 200 mg Q6Q, 12 hour PRN for cough if needed, albuterol inhaler 2 puff Q 4 hour PRN basis, and mucinex 600 mg BID, and the lantan he's taking. Hundred milligram twice a day. In addition to, he take 50 milligram daily. At this point, I will discontinue his Mucinex. No need cough as a result. Also, we discontinue benzonate, and he will continue all his rest of the medications and will monitor his Belantin level.